A different kind of environmental debate involves people who make wine. Late this week, winemakers and scientists from around the world meet in Barcelona, Spain. They will discuss the threat to their industry from climate change. They will not have to go far to find the way some people are adapting. Jerome Sokolowski reports from a nearby valley that is home to a sparkling wine called cava.
Here in the village of Sant Sadurní d'Anoia, there's a bodega making cava on almost every street. Jaume Gramona opens the door to his winery, founded in 1881. He walks down the narrow staircase into the cavern-like cellars that give cava its name. Each cellar is named after a family member. On the upper level, you have my father and mother. Here's my aunt, and over there's my uncle, he says. The dust-covered bottles of cava are stacked in endless rows reaching up to the vaulted ceilings. There are hundreds of thousands of bottles in this subterranean labyrinth. A few hundred are in the last stages of fermentation. Each of them is rotated by hand an eighth of a turn every day. Jaume Gramona uncorks a bottle to disgorge the sediment left by 8 years of fermentation. After he recorks it, it's ready for sale. The Gramona Cava Winery is one of the few that still uses the hand-corking method for its best vintages, the Gran Reservas. It's a small operation, dwarfed by the other bigger producers here in Sant Sadurní. But cava is more vulnerable than still wine to changes in the weather conditions experienced as the grapes grow. So the future of all cava wineries in this area will depend on how well they can adapt to climate change. Just outside Sant Sadurní, in the heart of the Penedès Valley, grower Joan Pagès tends the vines in Gramona's vineyards. He's letting the vines grow higher now to create more shade and trimming them differently. We're taking away the leaves only on the side of the morning sun and letting them grow on the other side, he says, because the afternoon sun is stronger and its ultraviolet rays can burn the grape skin. Wine growers in the Penedès are harvesting earlier, and some even collect grapes at night. Gramona has built a rainwater reservoir to cope with lengthening dry spells. A recent study of wine growing areas around the world found that average temperatures have increased by 2 degrees in the last 50 years. According to the Wine Academy of Spain, grapes are ripening faster, sugar and alcohol content is rising, and the aroma is losing its complexity. The 41-year-old farmer, Joan Pagès, says things have certainly changed since he was a child on his father's vineyard. I remember how for weeks it used to rain and rain and rain, he says. Gramona and 26 other winemakers are trying new techniques to cope with global warming. They're adding nutrients to the soil, using satellites to monitor vineyard conditions, and trying new grape varieties, even moving vineyards higher up the steep slopes of the Penedès Valley. The winemakers plan a 4-year study that will cost $370 million. Gramona's contribution will be more than $1 million. It's a big investment for a small cava maker, but he's confident it will bear fruit. I think we'll go on making cava here for many years, he says. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Sant Sadurní d'Anoia, Spain.